interesting people I have talked to over the years. It's funny in a way, when I first started writing articles, I had a lot of ideas on what to write about, but over the years I exhausted all of them and yet new ones replaced them. I have sort of leaned toward UFOs, news, paranormal, general subjects with secondary interest in computers, space and NASA. There seems to be no end in what is happening in these fields. The paranormal field is the weakest, sorry paranormal investigators, because of all the fraud and hoaxes, and the UFO field is getting more interesting every day and has started to interest a larger part of the population. I have to admit the people I have talked to in the field of UFOs are the most interesting to me. Many of them are extremely bright and I have learned a lot about the field. In my younger days, when I used to do interviews, some of the people I interviewed were scientists and engineers themselves, and because of this were able to shed a lot more light on certain things which were going on in the UFO field. We have to realize there are far more UFOs coming to the Earth than most people are aware of. That was proven when an eclipse struck a parade in Mexico and suddenly the sky was full of UFOs. Apparently, many of them have cloaking devices and the eclipse disrupted them. One of my biggest regrets since I have been doing this for many years had to do with the time. I interviewed a physicist who was conducting an experiment in which he was trying to send a photon through time. A photon is an element of light. He had lost his father some time back. Sometimes coincidence can be incredible. The day after I interviewed him, either a reporter had read my interview or they had been studying what he was doing. A supermarket tabloid came out making fun of him and stated he was trying to bring back his father. I called him and told him I had nothing to do with that, but he wouldn't speak to me and I can't imagine how stupid he felt. American Indians have a special relationship not only with the planet, but also with the heavens. Some Native Americans not only believe they came from the stars but can name the star system they say they were transported from. Some say they came from the Pleiades star system. There are other indigenous people in other countries who even know the particular star they come from and say it is Sirius. Here is the kicker. They have been saying this before Sirius was discovered. I had interviewed one Native American and it was almost a spiritual event. When I was finished, she wanted me to interview a famous chief, but I never got around to it. One of the toughest interviews I did was with a man who was working on a car powered by air. First of all, he lived in the jungle and we had to make arrangements for him to somehow get to a phone. The second problem was he had a problem talking, his voice was very weak and could hardly be heard, so I had to think of a way to overcome this. What I did was use a synthetic voice to substitute for his real voice and managed to get the interview. One of the most proficient UFO investigators I have interviewed I am online with on Facebook. He is Dr. Bruce McCabe. Dr. McCabe previously had a high scientific position in the US Navy and for many years was one of the main photo examiners for MUFON, the Mutual UFO Network. He had some very interesting UFO events he was privy to. I remember one video which appeared on YouTube which showed a large UFO flying over an apartment building in Mexico. The caption said thousands of people had seen it. I remembered thinking if thousands saw it, there was a good chance the video was real. Dr. McCabe examined it and discovered it was a fraud. What he noticed right off the bat which I didn't was the roof of the building had tiny flags on one side and they were blowing in the wrong direction for the video to be real. One man I got friendly with was a doctor who was very interested in UFOs. He had become famous in UFO circles for removing strange objects from people's bodies. I am sorry to say he passed away. Before he died, he told me he had met with someone who proved to him he had a piece of the wreckage from Roswell where the UFO had crashed and he had purchased it for a large sum of money. To safeguard it, he had given it to a friend to hide and as an extra precaution had told his friend not to tell him where it was. He was very interested in the objects he found inside people and found they were not only not being rejected by the body, but were giving off a radio signal. I thought this was really freaky until I found out these objects would try and move out of the way when he went after them. This was even more freaky. Interviewing magicians can be great fun, so I got an interview with the amazing Randy, one of the most famous of his time. He died in 2020. He was offering $1 million to anyone who claimed to perform a paranormal act which he couldn't duplicate. In decades, no one was able to collect. He was an escape artist, and when he was first starting, he would allow newspapers to lock him in their safe, and if he got out, they would give him free advertisements. One time he got into a safe only to find the mechanism had been changed and he couldn't get out. He had a friend with him who began to get nervous because there was only a limited amount of air in the safe. He got a locksmith because the combination had been lost, and by the time Randy was released, he had almost died. Randy seemed to have a particular dislike for Uri Geller, the spoon bender, and would bend spoons himself and admit this was just a trick. I have to admit, I have spoken to some very interesting people over the years. Some of them I see when I watch Ancient Aliens or other UFO-related shows on television. Most of them are still going strong.